My intuition telling me maybe this is meant to be. Cause every time I feel this strong pull, like this is something I could handle. But all the questions in my mind asking, is this the right time? My whirlwind of imaginations mixed with my infatuations of ya. If I press it, if I lean into it, if I hold fast, will I experience all of the places I've never been before? Fast paced and never changing carousel. My mind is ever rolling, and with you I'm ever flowing. I don't want to lose this feeling, I don't. So I keep holding fast to the truth. It might be just what I need. Holding fast to the truth. It might be just what I need. Holding fast to the truth. Can't deny it. You might be what I've been searching for. I try, but I can hide it. Maybe this is what we're living for. Making memories we can't ignore. Oh, oh. A part of me wants to explore a love that lasts more and more. If I press it, if I lean into it, if I hold fast, will I experience all of the places I've never been before?
Intuition by Sade Awele here on Speak Up, CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We'll be right back.
If only you knew my intuition, it draws me to you.
This is Bird Note. If you were to stand face to face with an owl, after a while it would start to move its head, bobbing rhythmically from side to side, then forward, then back, or almost completely upside down, all while still looking at you with its body still facing the front. Is the owl trying to communicate something? Is this perhaps some kind of dance? All these varied head movements help the owl judge the position and distance of things around it, essentially to triangulate on objects, including potential prey, and to build a composite picture of its surroundings. This head bobbing helps make up for an anatomical limitation An owl's eyes are fixed in position. They simply can't move the way our eyes do. So to look up, down, or to the side, an owl has to move its head. They have very flexible necks and can do 3/4 of a full head turn, looking over one shoulder, around the back, and almost over the opposite shoulder. And after a few of these head bobs to triangulate on their prey, they rarely miss. It's not only owls that measure the world this way. Most other birds of prey, like falcons and hawks, have the same intent, fixed predator's eyes. And so they, too, perform their share of head bobs, figuring out what's what and what's where. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann. BirdNote gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram, at BirdNote Radio.
All right, welcome back to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Earlier, the first half hour of the show, you heard the first installment of our recurring segment with World Media in English, where we hear about citizen journalism from around the world translated into English. You can go to worldmediainenglish.org, worldmediainenglish.org, to find out more about that, or just tune in next week for the next installment. Now we are going to go to another regular segment for this Thursday Speak Up, which is What Did Jesse Find in the CD Archive? And this week, this is actually something that I found a couple weeks ago, but then I was not here last week, so I didn't get the chance to bring it and share it. It is the record Sorcerer by Miles Davis, which, you know, I grew up playing trumpet in high school, well, middle and then high school, and my dad played the trumpet, and so, of course, I have had some liminal exposure to Miles Davis. I know, you know, Kind of Blue, and I know Bitches Brew, and all, you know, a lot of the bigger records, but he's so prolific that it's easy to miss a record here or there. And despite that, I am shocked that I did not come across the record Sorcerer earlier, largely because of the title. I'm a nerd. I'm a big, particularly fantasy and science fiction nerd. And so anything that has like a mention of magic or sorcery or whatever, particularly if it's already in a field that I may be interested in, should pop directly into the forefront of my brain. But this record did not. And that's even more surprising because it comes from fairly long period of Miles Davis's career where Herbie Hancock was his keyboard player. And huge Herbie Hancock fan. There was an assignment in grade 10, somewhere in high school, music class. We had an assignment to pick a jazz song and present it to the class, and I picked Herbie Hancock's Chameleon. Bom, 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 bom. That one, which also had Watermelon Man as the B-side, which has the sound of, it sounds like somebody blowing into over bottles. Anyway, that just completely enthralled me, and then I went down a bit of a Herbie Hancock rabbit hole at that point. Still never managed to come to the record Sorcerer by Miles Davis, and so I was very excited to find this and give it a spin down at our remote studio. And all seven tracks are great. Most of the seven tracks are great. There's a couple that aren't my speed, but the title track is really great, and it's also composed by Herbie Hancock, so even better. This one, it's called The Sorcerer, and I'm just going to read from the liner notes, and then we'll get right into it because I think it's great. Where do we go? The tempo picks up and everybody swings on the title tune, a Hancock composition named for Miles, called The Sorcerer. Hancock viewed Miles as a sorcerer of sorts, and he likes to recall a European performance during which he played the wrong notes on the piano, only to have Miles inject an immediate antidote. Here, Hancock lets loose, and Miles and Shorter chase each other across a bubbly, hard-swinging foundation by Carter and Williams. Notice the harmonic freedom of the quintet's format and the rhythmic freedom exercised by Williams. All right, pay attention to all that, and here is The Sorcerer by Miles Davis.
Thank you.
The Sorcerer by Miles Davis from the record called Sorcerer, right here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM. And now we'll go to one of Vancouver's own sorcerers in the jazz sphere. This is Peggy Lee from the new record, A Giving Way. This one is called Justice Honor. Thank you. Justice Honor by Peggy Lee and her band from the new record, A Giving Way, Vancouver cellist. Love it. Hey, this is Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, almost through the hour of our show together. I want to remind you once again that you can go to worldmediainenglish.org if you want to find out more about the first installment of the recurring segment that aired today, where Romton and other volunteers are going to be bringing the work of World Media in English onto the airwaves here for you so that you can learn a little bit more about what's going on out there in the world. So check that out. If you want to get involved with the station otherwise, you can always come by. We're in room 1420 of the Student Union Building up at SFU. Or you can get in touch with our volunteer coordinator, Juju, at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. That's VOL and then the number 4, cjsf@sfu.ca. Hope to see you. Hope you want to come make radio, because that's what we do, and we'd love to share that with you. Okay, I'm going to leave you with new music from Zune, from the record Becca Maingan. This is Care, some good shoegazy goodness to get you through the rest of the hour and into Democracy Now!, which is up next at 11. So thanks for hanging out with me this hour, and I will see you again next week. This is Care, so take care.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. You are tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.